USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott, the person of interest in the Christmas morning RV bomb in downtown Nashville has identified as 63-year-old Anthony Quinn Warner. Investigators are looking into reports that he was paranoid with 5G technology. The blast happened in front of an AT&T transmission building. Nashville Mayor John Cooper tells CBS's Face the Nation he doesn't believe that's a coincidence.
The truck was parked adjacent to this large, historic AT&T facility, which happens to be in downtown Nashville, somewhat surprisingly. And to all of us locally, it feels like there has to be some connection.
Federal agents have raided a home in the Antioch neighborhood of Nashville in connection with Warner. Cell phone service and emergency communications in several states were still impacted more than 24 hours later. A 48-hour curfew in the heart of downtown Nashville's tourist scene ends this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
December has been the nation's deadliest month of the COVID-19 pandemic, with more than 63,000 deaths. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN's State of the Union he believes the worst is yet to come and calls the trend quite troubling.
The reason I'm concerned, and my colleagues in public health are concerned also, is that we very well might see a post-seasonal, in the sense of Christmas, New Year's surge. And as I've described it, as a surge upon a surge.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says as of Saturday, nearly 2 million people in the U.S. have received the first of two doses of one of the two coronavirus vaccines. They have issued new guidance stating that people with underlying health conditions, also those with weakened immune systems not related to COVID, and those with autoimmune conditions can receive the vaccine if they have not had a severe allergic reaction, although there is no data available on the safety of the vaccine in those demographics. USA Radio News.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
President Donald Trump still hasn't signed the budget proposal passed by Congress. A Republican lawmaker says his refusal to do so could hurt his legacy. More from USA Radio's Mike Fortier.
The budget proposal contains stimulus checks of $600. Trump wants $2,000 checks, and there's concern he'll veto the bill because of it. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says that would tarnish Trump's term in office.
I understand he wants to be remembered for advocating for big checks, but the danger is he'll be remembered for chaos and misery and erratic behavior if he allows this to expire.
Toomey tells Fox News Sunday if Trump signs the current bill, Congress can then work on a separate bill with bigger stimulus checks. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
On the gridiron, the bowling and college football continued on Saturday. USA Radio's Dan DeRocky runs down the action.
Three college bowl games were on the schedule on Saturday. It was originally four games, but the Gasparilla Bowl was canceled after South Carolina had a COVID outbreak and did not have enough players to field a team. In the Lending Tree Bowl, Georgia State knocked off Western Kentucky 39-21. Number 19 Louisiana held off a second-half rally by UTSA to win the First Responders Bowl 31-24. And Liberty snapped number 12 Coastal Carolina's 12-game winning streak with a 37-34 win in overtime of the Cure Bowl.
In early NFL action, the Giants facing off against the Ravens, also the Falcons and Chiefs and the Colts and Steelers. It's the Titans and Packers on Sunday Night Football. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.